Welcome to Bar Top Bullshit,
the podcast where we talk about the same shit you and your friends talk about,
but we do it better.
So we decided to record it for your listening pleasure.
Hey there, barflies.
Well, hello, everybody.
Welcome back to another episode of your favorite bar Welcome back, barflies. It's your favorite bartender.
Oh my god.
Welcome back, barflies. It's your favorite bullshit.
Jesus Christ. Are you okay?
Are you hurting yourself? Your back hurts. He's been laughing for the past 5-10 minutes.
Oh, welcome back, barflies. It's your favorite bullshitters, John Dang Morgan, and on always the bartender is Mitch.
Perfect. You got
it out. Good
one
job,
one take,
pal.
Everybody. We did so good with that one take.
Oh. Oh.
Well, I am so fucking hot now.
He was laughing because he shook Morgan's pop-up. Literally. That much man. Gets John to laugh at that.
It'll probably be a good episode, I think.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
We got a good lineup.
I laugh so much my back hurts.
Yeah, you kept reaching for your back. I was like, what is he doing?
Oh man. Fuck. The fact that John can make me laugh like that is kind of unreal. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
just John's laugh.
I just
exactly.
laugh at him laughing.
Yeah.
I'm a very impressive specimen.
Okay.
Your contagious laugh.
That's why we got to put this shit on videos.
Yeah. We'll get there. You need to tell your fucking friends first.
We'll get this.
Hey, everybody, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Oh, we yeah. Kinda, we can probably say hi to you guys again.
We kind of did it ish.
Yeah.
Oh, we're Gucci, man.
What did you guys do today? Were you all together?
I've been helping Morgan.
You all showed up at the same time.
I've been helping Morgan all day.
We went squirrel hunting for like 5 hours.
That did happen also.
Okay, by the way. So you guys got a side story, but by the way, John was like, oh, this is where I go to help Morgan in the garage. And he goes and sits in a chair in the garage.
Every time I go over to Morgan's fucking house, he doesn't want to hang out. He just, let's go in the basement and you can help me run this wiring or you can fucking help me do. Like, he never wants to hang out anymore. He just wants me to, as soon as I get over there, he puts me to work fucking.
Oh, as soon as I get over there,
free labor.
His fucking house.
For a while.
So it's because if I don't keep John engaged, he just gets on his phone and there's no hanging out
anymore.
That
is such a lie.
He's not wrong.
I bet you could look at our freaking times on our phone today and I bet I don't have the most.
I probably have the most today because I have the Iowa State game streaming, but I do.
I'm going to prove this.
How do I do this on a Google phone?
You go to your
phone?
Settings.
Okay.
I have
Morgan,
a Google phone.
You going to do this?
I mean, I...
By the way, this is just a lesson for everybody. We all need to be off our phones more.
Yeah.
See, I am fucked because I don't use my phone for work, but I use it for talking on the phone all day at work. So my average daily time is 7 hours.
Does it break it down, though?
How do I see this? I'm trying to find it.
I can't...
It's normally
screen
under screen time. Yeah.
Since full charge, I have 3 hours, which
I
charge my
phone
every night.
I don't see fucking screen usage on my phone. I do.
I'm not going to lie. My Facebook average is 3 hours a day.
Mitch, so far today, I've been on my phone for 2 hours and 9 minutes, and that is 22 more minutes than yesterday. You're on Facebook more than I'm on my phone as a whole.
In the last week, I've used 31 hours in social time.
Did you find it, Dane?
Information and reading is 2 hours.
I can't remember where the
productivity
was
and finance is 5 hours. That's pretty sick. I didn't know it broke
where
it down like
was
that.
Was it, Morgan? I did it.
You don't have the same phone as me.
I did it, though. We did this just not that long ago.
I can only get screen usage since last full charge, which is 2 hours and 50 minutes.
You should have a screen time.
In the last 7 days, I have not been on my phone for more than 4 hours. A day.
I can get a full charge to last 17 hours. I can tell you that.
What the fuck?
I honestly, my biggest thing is I just sit on Facebook and I just scroll through videos. I just watch so many fucking videos on Facebook.
We're going to cut out some of this.
Almost all my time is on Facebook and Spotify. And I will say a lot of that time today on Spotify was John because he was riding in the car with me looking through songs.
Well, you just playing Spotify, having the app open counts.
Mm-mm, not if your screen's locked.
True. Not screen time.
Ah, true. I love how John's the last one to find it, and he's the one that brought it
up.
He
hasn't even fucking found it yet.
I didn't find it. We both have a Google phone. I don't know.
John did find it. Like, we watched The Social Dilemma, and so right after that, we're like, well, let's see what's going on here. So we all did look it up, and John actually taught me how to do it on my phone, and now he can't do it on his own. He did it, like, last week.
Well, needless to say, I'm fucked. I definitely lost this competition.
Yeah, I hardly ever get over 2 hours a day.
It's kind of annoying. I kind of want to see again.
He's already found it, saw it, and it's way too high, and now he won't share it.
No, the one day I had, like, 6 hours, but I think it said my average is, like, 2 or 3 hours in all. But mine's also because of Snapchat, because of Jaden, because she doesn't like texting. She likes Snapchat.
It wouldn't matter text or Snapchatting either way as long as your phone's open.
It's screen time.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about texting so much. It's 90% of mine is people just talking to me. It's not me playing on my phone. Certain days, I got a lot of TikTok time. That's the thing. Let's get this train a rolling.
Hey, what would it take?
You know what? I think I'd do that for a beer and a blowjob.
What would it take for you to not shower for a month?
I am going to be disgusting.
Yeah, it'd be pretty gross. So, like, all right, one time I was at, like, a grocery store, and I was behind this guy in line, and he had definitely not showered for a month. You ever been there where, like, you're with somebody, and they just smell so fucking bad?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yep. I'm around Jonathan all the time.
Hey, my feet don't count.
No, this guy smelled, like, just straight, like he didn't wipe his ass. It was just straight, like shit.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was gross as hell.
There. I found it.
Where? Average 4.5 hours, roughly.
Today, I've been on my phone for 4.5 hours.
Where is it?
He's been on his phone for 4.5 hours, and we went hunting for like four hours today.
Yeah, but I spent like 4 hours, like 3 hours on your couch just fucking around on my phone.
Right.
Helping you.
Helping me.
No, yeah. This is when you were and Murr were watching TV.
Because you were trying to sleep.
When I said I was going to take a nap, I just played on my phone the whole fucking time.
I know.
And I didn't fall asleep at all.
3 hours and 40 minutes today, and that's with the streaming of the game. What? How do I do, like, all time?
Click advanced.
Advanced.
It doesn't break it down like theirs does. It just, like, gives daily? You your days. It doesn't give you an average.
Well, yesterday, 2.5, 2.5, 3... I was on my phone for 7 hours and 48 minutes on Wednesday.
That's a shit ton.
What the fuck?
That was the day
you spent your entire work day on your phone. It looks like
that was a day I was driving.
Oh, so you're driving and texting and phoning?
No,
his maps.
Maps.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yes,
but no. Back to what we were talking about. Not shower for a month. What's the most days you guys have gone without showering?
I really don't. It's gonna three. Four max?
I'm not going to lie. I think I've done four, maybe five.
I've definitely done four because of, like, camping and stuff where you can't shower.
Mm-hmm. I've done like 9 days without showering.
I can't do it.
In the army?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That makes sense.
Baby wipe baths, but no shower or anything like that. Yeah, you don't wash your hair for 9 days.
Four days is probably the most I've ever done without showering.
Like, not including the army.
After that 9 days, I felt disgusting.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
I mean, definitely. Especially because you're fucking out there running around and doing a bunch of shit and sweating your ass off all the time.
Anyway. Mine normally is probably like 3 days maybe at most.
So normally times three. That's what you're going to be working with.
Yeah, but I could do it.
Us, we're going to be like times five, six.
I would feel gross as fuck like after like 2 or 3 days and I even won't
Dude. My hair is going to be gross.
Like, mm-hmm. Does deodorant even work after that amount of time?
Just reapplying.
Who's that history teacher we had that he'd touch his hair and he'd touch your fucking paper and he'd leave grease marks on your paper?
We don't want to say his name, but he
but you know who I'm talking about. That's who you're going to be in a month.
Yep.
You're going to be that guy because he smelled like shit too.
He did. He was a naturalist.
Yeah. He didn't believe in the chemicals and deodorant and then shampoo and shit like that.
What?
He literally didn't.
How can you be a high school teacher?
He was a student teacher and he was super weird. And we made him quit. So,
fair.
He came to our class for like a month and he's like, I don't want to be a teacher anymore.
No. Yeah. Honestly, I would do the same thing. What do you expect to happen?
He took water showers, but he did not use soap. He didn't use shampoo. His hair was...
He smelled like
literally, he could touch. He'd touch his hair or whatever, and then he'd touch a piece of paper, and there was finger marks on that paper from his oily fucking hair.
He smelled like a junior high hallway.
Junior high hallway smells like Axe.
Sometimes.
Especially when the school handed us, all of us children out, Axe.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's just stupid on their part. Especially our grade, we'd half of us probably set it aflame.
I just ran around spraying the shit out of people.
Oh, it was tag. It's not Axe.
But I don't know. It would take a lot for me. I'm not going to lie. For a month, because, I mean, I guess not a lot, but a lot probably compared to you guys. I'm saying maybe like 5-10 grand. And keep in mind, that's like
thinking 5 grand.
I would be working from home the entire time. I would not go to work. I'd work from home.
Yeah, you pretty much, if you're doing this, you can't have a social life because people are going to remember that. Yeah.
I can. I'll just never shower. I'll be like, just got off work. So I'm just going to be, I'm going to be dirty as a motherfucker. The rest of you are going to be like just greasy and dirty-ish. Dane, he sweats a lot. But I literally, with my job, I'm covered in diesel and fucking dirt
so
and oil.
We can still brush our teeth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Just keep showering. Cool. So I'm just literally
gonna, everything but showering.
Okay, cool.
For a month, I'm just going to have the excuse of I just got off work.
I'm going to use a lot of dry shampoo.
I'm good, honestly.
You're still going to smell like straight shit.
Damn it.
I'm going to smell like a straight bunch of diesel, too. So I'm good.
You better have socks on you at all times, like an extra pair.
Oh, dude, your feet are going to be so wet.
My feet are going to be disgusting.
I work in an office. There's no way I can go to work like that. No. I'm working from home the entire time.
I'd wear shoes to bed at that point.
I mean, for me, I was actually kind of thinking more than you.
Really?
I was thinking like 20 grand or so. Just because you can't do
that's Morgan just being selfish.
For a whole month, you can't do shit.
Yes, you can.
I'm going
to keep in mind, your wife probably is not going to want to sleep with
you
for that month.
You can do enough to the point
his wife does not sleep with him already.
She says I snore too loud. To the point where you're not that guy in Walmart.
He literally doesn't.
You can have clean clothes. You can use cologne. You can use deodorant. You can brush your fucking teeth.
Nothing says you're going to smell bad. You're going to have to keep deodorant on you.
Yes.
After a month, I don't know if the deodorant will work anymore.
You're just going to have to roll it over your entire body. Like, you're gonna have to bathe
pimply as a motherfucker. Gonna happen.
You're gonna smell like straight cologne.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to the entire time.
I'm not letting this affect my life either. I'm still going to the bar, going to movies, going out to eat. I don't give a fuck.
So how much would it take?
When's the last time you went to the movies?
Well, because of COVID, you can't.
Well, yeah, but
before for me, it'd just be like I don't know, $2,000.
I'm thinking about five. I think Mitch hit it there at five. I'd take 5 grand.
You're the only one that you're just... Well, I guess Mitch,
I'm
going
to feel so gross. I'm going to live my life like John. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I would normally do. But, I'm going to feel like a piece of shit for an entire month. And for that is 5 grand.
If you don't tell people what you're doing, like you go to the bar, you're going to smell like shit. And people are just going to say, man, Dane's not stinky yet. Remember him?
I'm going to be like,
yeah, but that's for
I would
one
be
month.
Like, I'm doing this for 5 grand.
That's for 1 month out of my life.
I mean, tell nobody.
I say, if you can tell people,
you can't tell people why you're doing
less.
It.
No, but they're going to be like,
none of the what would it take. You get to tell anybody shit.
Oh, you're going to smell bad enough. People are going to like,
yeah, but they're going to be like, wow, Dane kind of stinks today.
I think by the end of the month, it's going to be more than wow, Dane stinks today. Be like, wow, Dane came in here, now the whole room smells like fucking shit.
You want me to leave? Fine, I'll go home.
I ain't going fucking nowhere. Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck out of here. I just got off work.
So, John, can you imagine how many impersonations you're going to make in that 30 days? You're just going to be Smelly John.
Impersonations?
If you don't get to tell anybody anything.
Impersonations.
Impressions. You mean impressions.
Yes, you're correct.
I don't care. I don't meet new people that much.
Yeah, it's the people. I don't care about the new people. If I walk by somebody and say, wow, he stinks, I don't give a fuck. It's the people I know already.
I'm known for a lot of things.
Yeah, they're going to tell me I stink and I'll be like, sorry. Forgot to shower today.
I could literally give a fuck.
I don't care about people I know.
I just got off.
John, I'm worried about.
Okay, let me ask you a different question. How many years later are you talking about this kid from high school?
Teacher?
Yes.
Yeah, but we don't talk about him all the time.
Yeah, but you still think about him in your head. You instantly know he's that guy. You're going to be that guy.
I'm that guy for a month. I've lived 26 years not being the stinky guy.
Right.
Okay. I'm the stinky guy for 1 month, and then after that, I'm not again.
I have 5 grand.
You keep saying, I just got off work. How many fucking times are you going to say that to the same fucking people you see?
I work a lot.
So, I just got off work. I know I stink. I know I look like shit. every fucking time you see them.
Hey, yeah.
They're just going to think you're a scurve.
That's well, fine. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Let them think I'm a scurve.
After that month, they'll be like, oh, nice, John showered.
Someone must have talked to him.
He finally got a day off.
Wow, he's got a lot of money for some reason. What the hell?
Exactly. My only worry is I'm probably not getting to have sex about come week three.
I bet it's week, before week
three. After yeah. week one.
Nah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
All right.
So $5,000, $5,000, five or 10 grand?
Five.
$5,000, 20 grand.
You guys kind of talked me down a little nope. bit, but no, it'd still nope. be more than you guys are
hold
saying,
your guns.
For sure.
And I want, like,
pleasure.
I want, like, to take my first shower in, like some crazy-ass, fancy-ass shower.
I want to take it in my I want shower. An overhead, like, waterfall shower.
Speaking
oh,
of which,
no, I want one of those ones that has it all over the walls, all over the ceiling, and the floor. You're just all eight directions just...
Have you guys ever been to Cypress yeah. Suites?
I've been to a suite and it had something similar to that, and it's yeah, pretty dope.
It's yeah, sick.
It's like a freaking bidet for your body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you could use one of them as a bidet.
The suite I don't know what suite you're talking like about. The suite I went through was like a rainforest themed and shit, and it was pretty cool.
I've been to a couple
might
of
have
them.
To try that, eh?
They're nice.
Okay.
Okay, we got everything figured out then.
Okay.
Top three.
Top three places you want to go. Morgan, go first.
My number three.
Before you die. Top three places you want to go before you die. Morgan, tell me yours before you die.
All right. The number three, I'd want to go to the Congo and like live with the natives there.
You want to go to the Congo and get murdered by the natives there?
Yes. No, they have people like they
would
have,
wreck you.
They have people in the Congo that like still live the natural lifestyle, but they know about the outside world and they let people come stay with them, like National Geographic and shit.
Yeah, but that's National Geographic and shit. That's not you, white boy, going into the Congo by yourself. Yeah.
I'll just tell them I'm with National Geographic.
He'll bring like a Polaroid camera and be like, yeah.
Chink. Chink.
So yeah, I think it'd be cool to go see their natural lifestyle.
What?
What is wrong with you, Dane? Do you not like it?
No. Morgan's or John's version of like a camera is chink.
I guess it's the noise it makes. It goes chink.
No, it goes
the old ones.
It does not go
the old like this disposable ones go chink. Yeah. Chink. Yeah, but an actual
stop saying that.
What?
Okay. But yeah, the Congo is my number three. I'd like to live with them.
Fuck.
Did you just realize that?
It's fine. It's fine.
We're just sitting here saying chink.
It's fine.
Oh, grow up. Grow up.
He didn't say in that context.
Chink. It's the noise it fucking makes.
No, it's not.
Grow up. But, you want to go to the Congo?
Yeah. And live.
Why?
To live with the natives for a little while. Because I think it'd be really fucking cool.
Okay.
See how they do everything.
I saw river and I really thought it just said Mississippi. Oh. Or something like that.
It's completely so. I'm so.
Okay. Who's next, brother?
I'll go next. I want to go.
There's a lot of neck in that.
Brother.
Brother.
I want to go to Greece and see a lot of the old mythological sites and shit like that.
That was on the top of my
mythological mind. Sites?
It's in my top five.
Yeah, like the old fucking
the
temples.
Zeus monuments and shit. Old you mean
temples.
Okay?
Yeah, that's mythology.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, okay. I want to see the old Colosseums and the old fucking where Socrates and all them motherfuckers are hanging
so
out.
So sweet. I agree.
Okay. Yeah, I'm saying Greece or not, but I'm pretty sure it will.
They are. Yeah, most of it is.
But yeah, I think it'd be sweet.
And
to go,
also, it's a
to go
beautiful
see all the old
oh, for sure.
Greece stuff.
The beaches are
cuckoo.
Not near as interesting as you. Who's next?
I'd like to go see the Colosseum in Rome.
The Colosseum?
The Colosseum.
You want to go to Rome.
But do you want to go to Rome or just the... Because you specified just the Colosseum.
I would like to go to Rome, but specifically Rome. To see the Colosseum.
There's probably a lot of things like
mean,
that.
I mean, honestly, I don't know anything
is the
else off the top of my
Pisa
head.
In Rome?
That no, that's I think in Italy, yeah.
Yeah, like
Italy. Venice. I wonder if that thing's ever going to fall over.
Someday.
Someday. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it'd be sweet to go to the Colosseum, but I'm pretty sure they don't let you even like go most of the places anymore.
Depending, you can still get kind of private tours.
Yeah, I say you have
to
probably
just go everywhere.
Pay, yeah, you probably can't just roam around.
Yeah, you got a
tour guide.
Well, like the pictures that you see of it, like there's just you go to like right to the front wall, and there's just a railing there, and you just, you're just there. You don't get to go down on the ground or like go where the prisons were.
Yeah, I'm sure you have to pay extra and get like an actual tour guide and shit for that.
And even then, you can't really go where you want. They lead you.
Yeah, I don't get why, though.
And you got to pay for it.
Okay, what about you? Understand why? Because people start taking fucking bricks and shit.
You think they would?
For sure. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really? People would probably vandalize it. People are assholes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I guess.
My number three would be New Zealand.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. It's fucking sweet. I'd be cool
just
to
because
see.
It'd be a cool place to go, see a lot of different wildlife, and also just to be on the other side of the world.
That would be cool.
You know the plane flight to the Australia area is 16 hours.
Yeah, it would be holy shit. Awful.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That would be super cool to go see, though.
I just want to be like, I was on the other side of the earth.
I just saw a development in an aircraft that they developed from New York to London. They dropped it from like 25 hours down to like 18 hours. And they literally provided you with food, and they got you on London time. So by the time you got to London, you felt like you were in London on London time. So you didn't have any jet lag or anything at all. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
There's a big old conspiracy about airplanes and shit in the airplane industry because flights are getting slower because the planes go so much faster than they actually fly them. But if they keep you in the air longer, they can charge you more. Mm-hmm. So there's actually it's not even a conspiracy really, but flights places were getting longer because of money hungry motherfuckers.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
What's your number two, Morgan?
Just about life.
Now they're getting sued left and right. So yeah.
My number two?
A bitch.
Yeah.
Number two.
Grand Canyon.
I have literally near zero like real desire to go to the Grand Canyon.
I can't believe that's in your top.
Dude, I want to go see that so bad.
Like, if my wife someday is like, oh, let's go see the Grand Canyon. I'm like, okay.
I
want to go see the Grand Canyon. Let's take Friday off and go there.
I have always wanted to go see it. Always.
I mean, it would be really cool. It almost be my
someday,
top three. That's
someday
what I'm
I will. That's something I can actually make happen. But it's in my top three. I'd love to go see it.
It is what it is.
Don't they have
I can't believe that.
Don't they have like ancient ruins and stuff in the Grand Canyon wall and stuff too? You can go like check out while you're there.
Native American stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can take a donkey ride down into the Grand Canyon, but it's like fucking. It takes like I want to say it takes like 3 hours.
If I'm there,
you might as well fucking dive in and go the full experience.
When in Rome, might as well experience it, right?
When in Rome,
yeah, right.
When in Rome, you go to Rome.
Yeah. I think it'd be neat enough, but I'd have no like real like.
I've always wanted to see it. It definitely made my top three.
I can't believe that anything in the United States did not even come close to my top three.
Wow,
why don't you want to go see your home country? All the monument, all the cool stuff in your home country.
What you got, Mitch?
No,
the Grand Canyon's Native American tribe has lived on the South Rim for the past 800 years.
Mm-hmm. I think they built like houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Like in the middle, like on the sidewalls of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. My number two.
Do it.
Is Japan.
That would be really cool.
That is also a super, super long flight. That one's like 28 hours.
What in Japan?
Is it really?
What in Japan?
I figured it'd be closer.
Mm-mm.
Do you want to go to California?
I'd want to go to Okinawa. I'd want to go to Tokyo. I'd want to go to rural Japan too. I think Japanese culture.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
Super neat.
I'd much rather go there than like very, go to Tokyo.
From what I've read, I might sound like an idiot, but I'm pretty sure Japanese people are really, by honor, they have to be nice and they're really hospitable people. And just
right.
I think they're just, their culture is really neat.
I agree.
I'd love to go see some old freaking temples and shit like that.
That would be really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. The pictures I've seen of like rural Japan is fucking gorgeous too. I'm all about.
From what I read about like Tokyo and stuff is there's just shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Shit?
Yeah. Like they don't have enough bathrooms. So like people just like if you got shit and then you're in the mall, you just shit in the mall.
Never read an article saying that.
Never either.
I mean, Seattle's the same way right now.
Yep. People are just shitting in the mall in Seattle.
Dude, it's like a fucking, they have an app for that in Seattle where it says like avoid here. There's a lot of shit.
What?
There's that many homeless people in Seattle, like, I mean, not Seattle,
You better California. Get your fucking facts right here.
California. What's the one, like the tech one? Tech city.
San Diego?
That one. Not Seattle. San Diego. That's my bad.
Are you thinking Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Silicon Valley, yeah, San Diego.
That. Okay.
Yeah, it's that one. They have like an app and stuff because there's so many fucking homeless people that they're just shit everywhere. Fucking everywhere.
And you're meaning literal shit.
Yes. Literal shit everywhere. Cause
I'm
not.
I'm trying to fact check this and all I'm seeing is they have a poop museum. And that's all
Morgan,
I'm seeing.
Japan does?
Yes.
Where do you read this shit?
Japan has a poop. How do you make a museum out of poop?
That I don't know. It's like, probably dinosaur poop, maybe. Like fossilized poop. Like,
the whole
poop?
Building's made of poop?
Oh. They also made like a fucking 50-foot functional Gundam.
I think
freaking giant robot.
It's for real. That is for real.
It
I know.
Functions.
For a fact.
It walks around. It does stuff. It's super.
How
cool.
Fucking scary is that?
That's
though?
Scary. Yeah. I don't know like what all it can do, but it is like a 50-foot fucking robot.
I don't
that
want
does
Morgan
shit.
To get off the hook on this.
It's
so.
Not weaponized or anything. I don't think yet. But
I want
a functional 50-foot fucking robot.
Can you fact check San Diego being full of shit and a poop app?
You'll definitely find articles and stuff on that.
On a positive. Poop app.
There's a poop app.
Poop app. San Diego poop
I've
app.
I've never heard of this. How long has this been going on?
I think for like the last 4 or 5 years.
For the last 4 or 5 years,
it's just been
San Diego is just
years.
Piling up with poop.
Yeah. I mean, if you're homeless, why wouldn't you want to go to California? It's warm all the time.
Okay. So this was last updated September 18, 2017. But San Diego begins sanitary street washing of downtown after pooping homeless people caused deadly hepatitis outbreak.
It's a thing.
So in what... 3 years ago, one time they had hepatitis outbreak and they cleaned the streets. So now they got poop everywhere and they got an app.
It's not getting any better. There's just more and more homeless people.
Is so there a poop? Is all there a San Diego, poop app?
Yeah.
I can't believe I've ever heard of this.
Type in San Diego poop app.
Meanwhile, whose turn was it last?
It was still on my turn, and
this
it just
gonna
got
be,
off.
This
it just
be a
got off the
poop,
rails.
Poop heavy episode.
So fine. Fucking
the,
fast.
The free app, which launched last week, this was October 18, 2018, for iOS users, allows people to take photographs of feces on the sidewalks and street and deliver an alert to the city's public works department.
Boom. Okay. So, so it's not to warn you where not to go.
Yeah.
It's
right. I was a little off
it,
on my facts,
it was snap
but it's pretty
crap.
Fucking close.
Snap crap.
Is see, snap, crap. Snap crap. And they send it to the sanitation specialist good. To come clean it as fast as possible.
But that's still a funny. Like, there's that much shit that you have to have an app. It's
it
pretty
is
ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Just put porta potties everywhere. Shit, man.
Yeah, true.
It's too expensive.
The fucking how hard is it to no.
Well, and
then
also
you got people start sleeping in them.
Yeah, then you got to get the homeless people to also go there.
Well, I mean,
I'm pretty sure a homeless person would rather poop in a porta potty than on the street.
They're still a human. They're, yeah.
Mitch, did you go next, right?
I did. My number, number two? Amsterdam.
That was on my list. Didn't quite make my top three.
Why you want to go to Amsterdam?
Just because of the culture. Honestly, the culture of everything.
What's the culture of Amsterdam? I don't actually know what their culture is.
Their culture is now Oregon.
Yeah, their culture is Oregon.
You can just
now.
Go to Oregon for their Amsterdam
legal
culture.
Legal everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, what's their actual
everything's
culture?
Everything's not legal.
Pretty much.
Okay. It's decriminalized.
You, yes.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure in Amsterdam you could do anything. I'm pretty sure you can kill people in Amsterdam and get away with it.
I don't know about that much.
No, I don't know about that. But like...
Deuce Bigelow did, though.
Just literally the ultimate feeling of being free. Like, nothing you can do, you're going to get in trouble. You know what
except
I mean?
For
like,
what if I want to kill a person?
Okay, psycho.
You can't do that.
But doesn't matter. Like, if I want to... experiment.
You want to get a hooker?
No.
Go to Vegas.
No, no, no. I don't
want you
to
do
that.
Any drug ever? Go to Oregon.
But Amsterdam's the OG.
It is. Absinthe. Like, yep.
Real.
Yep. Like, yeah. Dane real. Green. Yeah. Thanks,
real
Dane.
LSD.
Thank you.
You want real LSD absinthe?
Oh, that would be freaking awesome. LSD it's on my top five. It's probably it? Number five, and then Greece is probably number four.
Yeah, Greece is number four for
I
me.
I never even thought about Amsterdam. That
it, it did come on my mind because like, I agree. You can do whatever you're free.
I think it'd just be awesome to go there.
Oh, for sure.
I just don't know nothing. Where is what country is Amsterdam even in?
I think it's in Denmark.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
So you motherfucker don't even know where the
I'm
fuck it's at.
I'm pretty sure it's in Denmark.
We'll just book a flight.
Capital
Amsterdam.
Of the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
So.
Die Nederlanda.
Denmark is not it. It's the Netherlands.
They have a population of about 1 million.
Yeah, everybody's moving there just like they did with Colorado, just like they're doing over again now.
They've been a pretty big city for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's neat. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it at all.
My number two, Egypt.
Oh, Egypt. I mean, that didn't come across my mind, but that'd Egypt be sweet is a good to go one. See I think all it'd that just shit. Be
badass to see everything they have over
Egypt
there.
Egypt is a good one.
One of the you wonders of the world.
Yes, yep. I would agree.
Yes.
It's a very cool place to be able to go. It just is. To be able to venture out and see the just the history.
I climb
of
a Sphinx.
It.
Yeah. One of the guys I
would
work
you get
with,
arrested to do it?
Yes. You would get arrested climbing the Sphinx.
It's fine.
Or shot.
It's fine.
What if they hold you hostage?
As long as they do it inside of a pyramid and I have a way out, I'm good.
Do you want to talk,
Indiana
Morgan?
Jones.
A-team, let's go.
Morgan wants to talk.
One of the guys I worked with, this is going to be particular to you, Dane.
Yes.
He was stationed there in the Army, and he said it's really cool, but a fuck ton of snakes everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
I desert, would not anticipate. Like well, yeah, I guess I could see that.
Like, you go into the fucking, if there's any open doors or whatever to get in the pyramids, there's fucking snakes there. Cause it's
yeah,
cool.
I'm sure they're not shade. That bad, though. Like, they're not poisonous, right? Majority of them, I'm assuming?
I don't fucking know. He just told me there's snakes over there.
Okay, I don't want to go there anymore. I turn my number two to Greece. Yeah.
You should.
You're that scared of snakes?
Yes, fuck snakes.
No, he is petrified.
Really?
Fuck snakes. Yeah.
What about like just a little gardener snake?
He fuck snakes.
Still don't like them.
Really?
Fuck snakes.
Oh my! Would you kill it on site, or would
the
you run away?
The only way I kill snakes is if I'm on a riding lawnmower. Otherwise,
and you'll go for them?
Yes.
They're not doing anything to you.
They're fucking getting in my way.
No, they're not. They're
you
trying to get away.
You're in my way.
You're trying to get
you don't
out
want to see
away
my
from
grass
them.
Pattern afterwards, but they're in my way. I've only done it a handful of times.
So you're changing your answer to Greece now.
Yeah, yep.
Greece got bumped up the list. Mm-hmm. I'd still go to Egypt. I think it'd be super
sweet.
It
would
sweet.
Be really
be
cool
wicked
to see
cool.
All that
I'm
stuff.
Gonna go ahead
honestly,
and,
it's still my number two, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and hit this off. Egypt was my number one.
Aha, I stole it.
Really?
Yeah.
I never even thought about Egypt. Not
I was just
once.
Trying to think of like some place where I could go see, like see a lot of different historical things.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It didn't...
A lot of different historical things.
I mean, isn't
the
Egypt where humanity
Sphinx,
started?
A lot of the tombs and...
It depends on what religion you follow, I guess.
Yeah.
You trying to force your Christianity on me?
Yeah.
Or it's actually Africa probably, isn't it? I don't know.
People, I'm pretty sure the theory is that Africa is where man started.
Technically, it's Jerusalem.
I thought like Egypt was where
it
like...
It depends on your like, religion. Yeah. It wholeheartedly does.
Real humanity started like where they started actual farming
but either
and
way,
shit like that.
We're not getting into that.
Because of the Nile
like,
River.
I don't care
how do you
about
think,
all that.
How do you know about that? Same. What about the Native Americans in the United States? What, or in Russia?
I think the Egyptians predated them and they migrated from there.
Why? Because the Native Americans didn't write things down like the Egyptians did? There's no proof that they were they're just
there's
the
nothing.
First ones that documented their history.
You're you're absolutely correct. There's no proof, but statistically there is documented, which makes it a bigger possibility that
so
they outdated them.
We could have lost a lot of things when the continent split and everything.
I think a lot of things happened when the Egypt Empire died.
Yes.
And the Aztec, because they were doing some crazy shit that they should not have been able to do with just manpower plant.
You think we're like lost
another
knowledge.
Another reason I want to go to Egypt.
Wholeheartedly, there is some lost knowledge.
Oh, I agree.
100%.
Yeah. Another reason.
Especially in Greece, too. Freaking people are scared of fucking...
Who wants to go next for their number one?
You.
Me?
We're going around the horn. Let's go.
His okay. number one is so fucking dumb.
My number one is the Apple River. I want to go do the Apple River float.
Do you remember what the Apple River is?
Yeah,
the
it's
Apple
like,
River float.
What, 100 miles from here?
Yeah, probably right around there.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
It's in Somerset, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's in Wisconsin.
Literally like 3 hours from us.
It would be badass, and that's what we were supposed to do for Kenton's bachelor party, but it just didn't work out.
It just
3 hours away from him, and it's on his. It's his number one place to go before he dies.
It is. I want
you
to
do it.
You can do it
any summer.
Let's take a fucking summer trip.
Dude, the only thing out
I
of
have
your,
never heard of this
the
until
only
today.
Thing out of the U.S. is the Congo River.
No,
the Congo.
Congo. The Congo, not the river. Not the Congo River.
The Congo.
Congo. Okay.
But yeah, the Apple River, it's like...
He wants to go hang out in a rainforest.
Okay.
It's just a giant like float
but
trip.
But above
with
that...
Oh,
and above going to see the Grand Canyon, he wants to go... Do the Apple River party float.
And that's exactly why Morgan has taken 6 months to float down the Mississippi. Yes.
The Apple River float would be bad.
It's supposed to be fucking insane.
I've talked to some older guys that do it, and it's from what I hear, it's still about the same. It's fucking wild.
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally down to do it, but the number one place you would go before you die, that is fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Well, the cool thing is I can check it off my list and then have a new number one.
Your new number one's going to be the Grand Canyon.
I can check that off. I picked three things that I really, really do want to do, but are going to be kind of hard or pricey to do.
Yes. Hey,
what's your number one,
really
John?
I really want to do these.
My number one is going to Germany.
Germany? Where at in Germany? Anywhere in specific?
Wherever they have German chocolate cake.
Fucking where.
Every fucking where.
I love history, and I specifically love war history, so I'd love to be able to take enough time off to do the World War II
that tour. That would be so cool.
It would be really cool. You start on the freaking Normandy beach, and you follow the entire war all the way around Europe. Yeah, it's crazy.
That'd be sick.
It'd be fucking awesome.
Germany crossed my mind, but I would like to go see the castles more than anything else.
Castles?
It's part of it.
I feel like Ireland would be really good for castles, too.
Norway, Ireland, all them, freaking Greenland. Not Greenland, but Iceland.
You can take a fucking train around all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Switzerland, they got castles. That'd be a sweet place to go. Yeah,
I don't know why, but when I thought of Germany, and you kind of said Germany earlier, I'm like, the castles. I don't know why. Germany, I just think of castles, but that's what I'd want to go see in Germany.
When I think of castles, I think of Europe. Did you scare him?
Did you see how scared he got?
When a drop of water
it was a lot of water.
I thought he spit on me.
If you guys, well, I'm not going to say if you guys didn't see that.
Because
you guys didn't see that, but Dane grabbed a beer and... two drops of water maybe fell on Morgan's leg.
It was a lot.
Freaked out like there's a black widow on him.
I literally thought Dane spit on my leg.
And that scared you?
Yeah, like why the fuck you spitting on my leg?
He looked directly into my eye like scared for his life. Because brother. His leg just got fucking wet.
Oh my god. Now he's standing up.
I just get tired of sitting on these fucking bar stools. Chairs
suck. My ass is getting used to him. But Dane. No, my number one is Germany. I love German food. I love German people. The German language is pretty cool. Kind of angry sometimes.
I would agree. Yeah. German is pretty cool.
But World War II.
Dude, that would be so cool. Just to see all that stuff.
I love war history. Morgan made fun of me because I watched like a 7-hour documentary on the Vietnam War. And he made fun of me for that.
Was it like a parted out thing? That's just a long documentary.
It was long, Jesus. Long documentary.
Also, I realized Inglourious Bastards is a 3.5-hour movie.
Dude. Yeah, it's a super long movie.
Oh my God.
Quentin Tarantino don't fuck around. His movies are long. No.
Either way.
But no, Germany, I love war history.
I didn't realize you liked history so much. I think we're on about the same level there.
Oh yeah, I love history. If it paid more, I'd be a
I don't go out of my way a lot person. To learn about it, but when I do
it's
get the
so
chance.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I watch documentaries all the time. It's so interesting to me. I just watched a documentary the other night.
It's called Tread.
Yeah.
It was a documentary about Killdozer.
What is that?
You guys don't know about Killdozer?
Oh, yeah. That fucking...
Is a disgruntled man that bought a giant-ass bulldozer and built his own homemade tank.
He armored it up, welded it up, and fucking like leveled the whole town with it.
He destroyed 13 buildings.
It was a very small town he lived in.
Like the size of Wilton, the town was. But he destroyed businesses of people who had wronged him. They're all like council members and
if
shit.
If I remember correctly, the only reason he didn't get further is because he fell into some basement and it stopped his bulldozer.
Yeah, one of his tracks. Yeah, but yeah. No, he didn't kill nobody. The only person that died was him. But yeah, and it's so funny when they're watching when you watch the bulldozer going around town. It's hilarious because the cops are just, they're shooting pistols at him, shotguns. But he did 1/2-inch steel with 4 inches of space and another 1/2-inch steel plate, and then he filled that space up with concrete, so you weren't getting shit in there. So it's just cops just following him. They're just walking beside. There's just squad cars following him around. They're just watching him destroy the fucking town.
That he would have went on probably would have leveled the whole town. Or
his engine was overheating.
By the time he hit the last building, he was.
That's a lot of weight for a machine to carry around.
86 tons.
Yeah. Oh my
god. Massive.
But yeah, he sunk into a basement and that's what ultimately stopped him.
But yeah, it's called Tread. It's a pretty good documentary actually.
I might have to check that out.
But yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. What's number Mitch's number one?
I already went. Egypt.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your number one?
My number one is Iceland. Because Iceland is gorgeous.
It is so... Is that where the cliffs of Dover are?
Really?
I don't know if the cliffs of Dover are there. They might be.
Because you showed me that picture, and that was...
But yeah, they have a lot of cliffs like that.
Is that...
They had a lot of natural springs.
Yeah,
they
so have, that's the one with the hot springs, right? Like they have really hot sweet springs. Ones.
Cliffs of Dover is in England.
England, okay. But they have a lot of cliffs along the lines of that.
Yeah. Just, Iceland would be sweet.
They have like literal carbonated natural springs.
I think it'd be
mineral water.
Oh my god. Springs.
Really oh cool to go god. To a legit that would natural be hot
absolutely
spring.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I'm jealous.
Just going there. So many natural things that they like they purposely keep that there for tourists and they're very eco-friendly.
Yeah, they run most country. Of their power off of the hot springs.
They're, yeah,
they are extremely
I don't know if you guys have watched it, but the Zac Efron show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Some of it. I've watched
on,
it.
Something on Earth, right?
I have
right?
no clue what you're talking
yeah.
about.
It's something about, yeah, something yeah, Earth. Yeah. It's a show on Netflix. It's Zac Efron, basically. He travels around and experiences just different types of things, and the whole episode's about...
Zac Efron?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I didn't think I'd get into it, and all of a sudden, I watched like 5-6 episodes.
It's called Down to Earth.
Down to Earth.
Party Boy comedy movie is yep. doing world travel documentary
it's,
style
it's actually
TV
not
show
bad.
Now.
It's pretty watched, good show.
No, it's just weird him being the host of a show but like that.
He goes and talks them. To yeah, that expert.
Yes. The one about the water, the purified yep. spring water, that one's all about Iceland.
It's just weird huh. him being the host of a show like that. It seeing is. His movie background.
And the geothermal.
He's like
the
a co-host.
Spa.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, co-host to who?
I don't know who the other guy is, but he's like an expert of some sort.
I'm about to look into it.
Beautiful vacation.
I like shows like that.
It's a good show, actually. Yeah. I was actually
surprised.
He travels
around and he experiences different things in different ways and
oh,
see how
I can't remember
people
what the fuck it was called.
How other countries work and how they do shit. Like, I think France has a lot of this episode was about spring water versus purified water. In spring or in France, might just be Paris, but they like you don't have to buy bottled water there. They have water fountains scattered throughout the entire
oh really
the entire city. So you just huh. walk around yeah, and fill up your water bottle.
But what about germs?
And it's like they have it all filtered. Everything's filtered. Everything's
but it's like
nat-
fresh
it's
spring.
Fresh
so you don't even
water
really
still.
Have yep. to filter it.
Like, right.
Yeah.
So they have like
my germs versus your germs.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean,
sure
that's why they
actually
had,
clean them.
They shut the country down
them.
Recently. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But yeah, I mean. COVID has a different stance on this, yes.
Yeah,
but I mean,
duh.
if you wear a glove and push the button and you hold your water bottle, it's not like that's, you know.
The show I was talking about on the Halloween episode when we were talking about the McCamey Manor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dark Tourists. Look up that show. It's super okay. interesting.
By the way, I watched Darkness Falls. Pretty good movie.
You did?
Yes. What's Diana that? And I both did.
I watched yeah. that when I was about 7. In yeah. my in the theaters with my sister.
What's Darkness Falls?
We rented it on Amazon.
It's an older scary movie.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it.
It wasn't bad.
It's you just have to be in the light. And
what's that movie that you bring up
for his life?
Yeah,
the Halloween the fucking Disney or it was a Disney movie. I was like,
oh, the Black Cauldron.
Yep, Black Cauldron. I knew it.
Yeah,
he brings. I've still have yet to watch it, but Morgan, you're like terrified of that movie or some shit.
Oh, I was a little
that,
kid. It
a
was
lot,
the
that actually scares
Black
a lot
Cauldron.
Of kids.
Yeah, it's a really old Disney movie. It was the first.
Wait, Disney movie?
Yeah, it's the first Disney movie that wasn't rated. I think it's the first and only like cartoon Disney movie that's not rated G.
What?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I didn't know that it existed.
But apparently it's just the scariest fucking thing for little kids.
You know what kind of freaked
dude.
Me out when
it was
I
was like zombies
Fantasia.
And shit in it.
It is kind of creepy sometimes.
It got crazy in there. But so that was pretty good. I'm really upset with Morgan.
Yeah, I don't know how we ended up Fantasia, but
I called that.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yep.
I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
That's awful. I want to go to Iceland, like, and Morgan wants to go 150 miles away.
That's like, oh, my number one's the Field of Dreams.
Yeah, it's the only one that's rated PG, not P.
Did you know they're building a professional stadium?
Not G.
There, and they're going to have one game there every year?
That's kind of cool. I thought Probably. They were going to have one game there every year, but I didn't know they were going to build a professional stadium.
They need to do something because
they're building
about
a different stadium.
Under. It was about ready to go
the
bankrupt.
The Yankees and White Sox were supposed to play mm-hmm. the inaugural game this year, but I don't think it
Well, I thought happened. The Yankees and the Red Sox were going to, or the Yankees and the White Sox were going to play a game there every year, but I didn't think they're going to actually build a stadium.
It's them
because they played
year.
One last year, didn't they?
They were supposed to play the first game this year, but it didn't happen because of
COVID.
COVID.
I gotcha. Well, that was pretty interesting. I didn't think of Egypt. That was a good one.
Egypt is just honestly the pyramids for me.
Yeah. Well, that's what else do you go to Egypt for? I don't know what the cities are like in Egypt, but
I mean, it kind of like cultured. It's not as.
Is it like Dubai?
I would say.
Oh, Dubai would be.
Dubai
awesome.
Would be. Yeah. I don't think it's like Dubai, but yeah.
There's Dubai.
You'd
there's
be so
no
poor if you went there.
Drugs or alcohol in Dubai either.
I don't care.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, a lot of Middle Eastern countries are dry countries.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that. Yes. Learn something new every day.
You got to get high off your own life.
Fuck.
We'll move on.
What would you do? What are you going to do?
What would you do?
Huh? I forgot this one was happening, actually.
I kind of did too until you just said that. I'm kind of excited about this one. I think it'll be
dumb.
It'll just be funny.
For the record.
It's funny.
For the record, I think it's dumb.
It Mitch, is kind of dumb, but please? We have completely different opinions on it.
I guess. What
I never
would
got you...
you
beer from the start. That's my bad. You asked me before we started recording.
Yeah, but he got me one.
He got the Rona. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. I got the Rona. What would you do if you were at the movie theater and you pooped your pants?
In the middle of the movie, like in the middle row?
Let's just
this is your idea. You tell me.
Let's say you got a prime seat, middle of everything.
And the movie's already started.
The movie's started. You're
halfway through the movie.
You're halfway through the movie. Everybody's kind of intrigued. People have their snacks.
You're invested.
Nobody's getting up to get refills. Two people are going to the bathroom, but you just shit your pants.
Do anybody know I shit my pants?
I mean, they're probably going to smell it.
But nobody, is it like a loud one?
No.
I feel like in order to be able to do this.
Am I shitting my pants?
I feel like you're shitting your pants.
Where
like
I had
everybody
a squeaky
knows.
Fart and
no.
It leaked.
It's a turd. You got a turd.
I have never shit my pants.
I have neither.
Wait. There's a difference. Hold on. I'm asking. Because I have shit my pants, but I haven't shit my pants.
No, like, you have either so shit your pants or not.
You've either shit your pants or sharted.
You've had a dirty fart or you've shit your pants.
Yeah.
I've had a dirty fart.
Yes. How dirty? Did you keep the underwear?
You never keep the underwear.
Then you shit your pants.
You never keep the underwear.
If you think you can wash it out. If it's just like a
no!
semi-dirty fart.
No!
I've never had a dirty fart.
I mean, no
I don't trust
bullshit.
My farts. I don't trust my farts.
Okay, well,
I trust mine too much.
By the way.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Well, since we're on this topic, I might as well admit it. I shit my pants while driving. Do you know how bad that is?
You sharted.
No. Well, yeah, I went for a fart and a whole turd came out and I couldn't.
So you
okay,
shit
that's not a shirt. You shit your pants. You don't know the definition of shitting. You said a turd came out. You shit your
did
pants.
Poop come out or did you just have
it,
stuff between
no,
your
no.
crack?
Poop came out.
Then you shit yourself.
You shit your pants.
Well, okay.
What's so hard about it?
There's not a very thin line here.
Okay, fine. I
There's
shit my
no
pants.
Line. There's a line. You shit your pants, you didn't. That's the line.
I guess I shit my pants.
Were in. You
I
mean, sitting in shit?
No, because I had to. I stood up and drove until I could pull over because I was on the interstate.
How did you stand up and drive?
You can do it. You can do it.
Yes.
You shit your pants. You're gonna figure out something to do.
It doesn't matter whether you're sitting or not. You had a turd in your underwears.
Yes.
I didn't mean for it to
you're
happen.
You're lucky it was a turd.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck else was it gonna be?
Well, it wasn't a full turd. I was able to cut it
a
off.
Soup. Why just call that a turd? It's just a messy
that ain't
turd.
A turd.
It's yeah, a messy
when
turd.
I, when I poop my meant, pants, there's no turds
when you said
in
turd.
There.
When you said
you
turd,
your
I
pants.
Thought,
yeah.
When you poop your pants, plural. So you've pooped your pants multiple times, and it
he
was
has.
Never a turd.
It I happens. Remember the first time it happened to him. We were at the campground, and we were out there for I don't know a week, weekend, whatever the fuck. But he didn't have any other shorts, so he instantly goes. And he throws the underwear into the fire that's going.
Burn them. They're done.
Burn them. Went into the bathroom, took a shower, finally took a shit too. Comes back out next day. Where's those fucking shorts? And there's a brown stain on the crack of the khaki shorts.
We were camping. I had no other pants. What do you want me to do?
Put them in the river. Wash them. Try your damnedest.
Did you hear him? It was a stain. It's not like I didn't take the sink in the tub and try to wash it out.
He had shit on those shorts, and I don't know if he ever threw them away to this day.
Dude, I would have gone to my...
Probably not.
Did you still have your boxers, or were those gone?
I've
no,
burnt
he free,
them.
He freeballed it for the rest of the weekend with a pair of shorts.
You didn't have another pair of shorts?
I must not have been a very good packer.
No. Well, I mean, we know you.
I have come extremely close to shitting my pants. It was at the Mustang County Fair.
We all have.
I had some Mustang County Fair food, and then out of nowhere, it just hit me, sprinted to the bathroom. Then my body said, no more sprinting. You're going to shit yourself if you do that.
Was it fried pickles?
So I don't know.
That's what gets me.
It was one where you're aiming as you're sitting down.
Have you ever missed? Because I've done that.
Oh, I've missed. If you haven't missed, I mean, come on.
I've shit all over the back of the toilet. Like
have you really? Yeah. I have never missed.
Okay, here's
like, the thing. I've made it. Like you, if I'm going to make it, if I didn't shit my pants, then I made it, and I'm not shitting all over the back of the toilet.
So more times than not, I barely make it, but there's been a once or twice throughout my life where I'm with Morgan where I missed. And dude, I got to sit on the front of the toilet for a while.
We were going on like a walk around town.
Well, I got to still shit.
True. Okay.
I'm not going to stop and clean it up now.
We were going on a walk around town, and like, I didn't live with my parents at this time, and I had to shit, and they were the closest house I knew. I ran to my parents' house, and by the time I got in the bathroom, I was pulling down my pants, shit all over the floor, all over the back of the toilet.
Does Tracy or Mitch
know okay.
this? I had to take a shower. I had to fucking just, I was fucked.
So, I have never done that.
Cycling it was so back dirty. To what would you do if...
Either way, so, yeah, pooping pants stories are over.
Pooping your pants. I mean, what kind of level are we talking in the movie theater? Are we talking shitting your pants, or are we talking just like a little in between the cracks?
No, you shit your pants.
You shit your pants.
Okay. Mitch, we already gave you the definition of shitting your pants.
Okay. It's not just in your cheeks. It's in your pants, rolling down your leg.
If you're choice... Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, what kind of poop is it?
Let's just say it's a pretty soft one, but not.
So it's creeping down your leg. It's creeping
down your leg. Then
a little bit.
Okay,
but it's not going to run down into your fucking shoe.
Well, that's a lot.
I'm going to run as fast as I can.
If your choice is to sit there, you will be sitting in poop.
So you're just going to get up and run?
Yep, I'm just going to go.
People are going to smell your shit.
If I need to go home, I need to go home. Like, if I need to, like, use paper towels to cover up.
I'm going straight to the bathroom.
Yep, that's what I'm doing first. And then if I have to take everything off and use paper towels, I'm running home.
Does anybody here wear boxers?
Yes.
You're fucked.
I wear boxer briefs.
I wear boxer briefs.
Okay. I was about to say, anybody that wears boxers is making a mess the whole way.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
But I'm getting up. I'm going straight to the bathroom. I'm cleaning up as much as I can. I'm finishing that shit because that'd be absurd not to, because I'm going to have a drive wherever I am. And I'm going to go straight home. I don't care who's there. I'm going to go home and change, and I'll come back and get you.
What's your opinion, Morgan?
All right. I have a plan for this, okay?
Well, of course you do.
I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to yell, who the fuck just shit their pants? Oh, my God. And then I'm going to walk out, go to my car, and go home.
Who the fuck
you're gonna choose to,
and they're gonna smell it as you're walking by them.
That's fine. I'm blamed it on somebody else. Everybody's gonna be looking around like, who shit their pants? This guy's leaving because someone shit their pants, and I'm just gonna get out and leave.
That's actually not a bad plan.
If you go to the bathroom, people will be like, that guy shit his pants. You just leave. Someone else.
You just got pissed off and left.
Someone's thinking someone's sitting there in their.
The way I'm getting up and running out the door, there, people are gonna look at me like, that guy's gotta take a shit.
He's gotta take a shit.
Yeah. I'm going to go so fast that nobody's going to have a chance to smell it.
At first thought, I was just going to sit in it because I don't want anybody to know I shit my pants.
They're going to know.
Dropping bombs.
You're just dropping major farts, huh?
Yeah, I'm just dropping bombs.
The entire movie.
You're just going to sit in it.
No, I said first thought I was going to sit in it, but there's no fucking way. I'm going home.
You can't.
Not going to the bathroom. I'm going home.
I got to clean up.
Getting up and going home.
You're not going
to. I would not be able to. I wouldn't choose to get in my car that way. I would try to go to the bathroom and clean up. I don't give a fuck if everybody knows if I shit my pants. I shit my pants. Sorry. It is what it is. But I'm going to the bathroom and I'm going to try to do everything because you know you get in your car. You're going to have to detail your car too.
Well, no, I just find something in the back of my car, like an old shirt or something, lay on the seat.
What are you going to do in the.
Oh, I'll just take my shirt off.
There you go. Take your shirt off, sit on that, throw the shirt away when you're done.
So you would sit on that, or would you stand the entire way?
I'm sitting down. That's way too far of a drive.
You're sitting down in that on the... Oh.
No, I'm cleaning up first.
Okay.
I'm cleaning
Thank
up.
You. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm cleaning up. I'm finishing my shit. I'm throwing my underwear away. I'm free and balling the way home and sitting on my shirt.
I'm going the fuck home.
Are you going to sit or are you
going
to stand?
I'm going the fuck home. Ain't nobody going to know I shit my pants.
I was going to say, are you going to sit or are you going to stand the way home driving?
It's like fucking 15 minutes of holding myself up. I'm going to pull my steering wheel off before I get
home. Before this, you didn't know you could stand while driving. So
well, you're not standing. You're hovering. It's not standing.
Yeah, you can use
You're not fucking goddamn squatting on your seat.
You can use your arm on like your armrest or something. You don't have to yank on your fucking steering wheel.
I'm sitting. Fuck it. I'm going to go home. I'm going to shower anyway. I'm getting my ass dirty as fuck. I don't care.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I'm cleaning up.
Yep. I'm with Dane.
That wasn't the conversation I wanted, but it's a conversation I got.
I thought it was a good conversation.
It was great.
There was a lot of good stories in there, a lot of good plans.
Mitch doesn't know how to shit his pants, and that most of us haven't.
Morgan does it often.
Not often. No,
like, how many times have you shit your pants?
Probably biannually, I would say.
I feel like every other year is pretty fucking for often, it, dude. That's
pretty fucking frequent.
Have you shit your pants this year?
COVID-19 changed.
I don't think so. They canceled all the county fairs. And
did you shit your pants last year?
Probably. I don't remember. But probably.
I need you to start keeping a shit my pants diary.
I used to. When we were in high school, I had a specific stall I went to every time I had a shit, and I had a tally for like 3 years on the side of the wall.
He really did.
What?
Yeah, he had a
for every time you shit your pants?
No, every time I just took a shit.
Okay, I thought you meant every time you shit your pants. Care. I was like, oh, that's a lot of tallies.
I don't care what class I was in.
Tallies. Tallies upon tallies.
I would walk across the fucking school just to use that bathroom and put my tally
It was a
up.
Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a good enough conversation.
Oh, dang it. I forgot my pencil this time.
I don't think we got to talk about that too much longer.
Who would win? And the winner is... Woo!
Poop.
Poop heavy episode. Shit. You guys love it.
Just because I'm gonna save Morgan's best worst for last. I'm gonna go with Mitch first.
So for this week we did video game characters and I did Link versus Donkey Kong.
Link. That's my immediate answer. Talk me out of it.
Right off the bat.
He has
Mitch thought Link was Zelda. Just going to put that out
there. No, Morgan. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Morgan thought Link was Zelda. So I'm just going to put that out there. Drop some hate.
What are Donkey Kong's powers?
He's a gorilla that throws barrels.
Yeah,
he throws barrels. He's pretty and fucking strong.
He has a tie.
Like the fists on the ground pounding.
And he has a tie.
What are Link's powers?
He has a sword and a shield and a fairy that follows him.
Fuck the fairy.
Fuck the fairy.
He has a sword and a shield.
Are there barrels in the arena?
He's agility as fuck.
Look up some. See if you can look up any like strengths or anything. Yeah. Thanks for turning off your ringtone, there, guy.
Are there barrels in the arena?
No, it's an arena. It's an empty arena.
But Link gets a sword and shield.
Yeah, because that's his.
But I thought Donkey can't. He can throw. He can pull barrels out of nowhere.
So Link has markmanship.
Barrel.
I do.
Flurry Rush.
Okay.
Flurry Rush, which is Link can dodge an attack within the last possible second. Stealth and weapon mastery. So Link can pick up pretty much any weapon and roll with
it. Donkey Kong can kind of fly.
Mm.
He can do his helicopter thing.
Are you talking about Donkey Kong or Donkey Kid?
No, Donkey Kong can do the...
Yeah,
you can like Donkey Kong twirl around real fast.
Got the barrel roll, ground pound, the cling, the blow, barrel jet, Kong roll, and peanut pop gun. I've never heard of that one.
So this is like pretty much a super gorilla versus a guy with like super abilities and sword and shield.
And Dane says that he can pull barrels out of fucking the ether.
I would say Link.
I thought so.
I would say Link gets the bow and the sword.
He has a shield at all times.
And he also has the ability to like to super dodge.
Yes.
Link.
I think it's pretty close because, I mean, it's still a gorilla, super fucking strong. But if he can dodge, then...
I think it's Link.
Stab.
Seven.
I'm thinking seven at least, maybe eight.
But what about Donkey Kong and his ether of fucking...
Barrels
of the nether world.
Block?
Yeah, he could easily block an arrow.
Can he?
Morgan, you have not really said that.
I mean, the barrels he throws are pretty fucking big.
Yeah, but I mean, Link just jumps over him because he's agility as fuck. And
Link also likes smashing stuff to get rupees.
Yes. I'm not going to lie. I was trying to sell Donkey Kong, but I came in Link the entire time.
What about you, Morgan? You really
Morgan
said
thinks
much.
It's close.
I do think it's close because it's still a gorilla and he's got barrels. It's just that Link can dodge, so I'm probably going Link just because he's got a sword too.
But
what's your
numbers?
6.5 Link.
I'm gonna have to go 8 Link.
I was gonna go 7. Yeah.
I believe once you go over 6, you don't think it's that close of a fight.
True. It's just the sword. Stab, stab.
Stab, stab.
Stab,
dodge.
Stab.
Stab, stab.
Dodge, dodge, stab, stab. Okay. Well, maybe Mitch had the worst fight this week.
Maybe he did.
What about you, Dane? To create a new reputation around here. Sorry.
Who would win is poop versus shart.
Poop wins, obviously.
No, I'm kidding.
Shart. 10 out of
Sonic
10.
Versus Star Fox.
I don't know shit about Star Fox.
Star Fox has a laser gun. He can like double jump. And yeah.
Sonic.
He has like little grenades as well he can throw.
Yeah, I know what he looks like from Super Smash Bros., but I don't know dick about him.
I'm saying
he Sonic. Has like his video game is a lot of you flying around in a ship. So obviously he doesn't get a ship. But when he's running around, he has a laser gun.
He's got superhuman strength, agility, durability, and longevity, flight, psychic control over the emotions of others.
That helps the psychic control over emotions.
What the fuck kind of OP bullshit is that?
I didn't know that.
I'm still saying Sonic.
Okay, how fast can Sonic go?
Sonic's pretty fucking OP.
Metal Sonic is OP.
I mean, he can...
It's his role.
Well, he can't... The role.
I think he's going to win with the role.
And he's got like some sort of pound move.
Okay.
Right?
Sonic can run 186,000 miles per second.
Oh.
Well, that's bullshit. I can watch him on the video game. He is not going that fast. How is any of his villains keeping up with him going that fucking fast?
Sonic is faster than the speed of light.
Bullshit.
That's what everything is saying.
Wow. That game is so dumb if that's true.
It's true. Most of his enemy is just anti-Sonic, right? Or whatever the fuck that guy's called.
He just flies around in a giant fucking metal egg. I will say
there's another argument that says he's 767 miles per hour. So basically the speed of sound.
That's more manageable.
Sounds, okay, yeah.
But that's still fucking fast. Yeah, we'll go.
Dude.
Seriously, I already yelled at you once for turning your ringtone off. I want that in the podcast, too.
I love how Morgan's ringtone is cows, and he's deathly as scared of
it. It's a goat.
It's not a cow at all.
It's a goat.
What? Oh, okay. It did not sound like a goat to me. I'm not gonna lie. Not from here.
That was the best goat noise I've ever made.
Are you sure you're just not a dirt bike guy?
Does Sonic have any sort of moves?
Yeah, he's got his hedgehog roll.
Okay, so the roll, and he can run around fast.
I think he also does some sort of like baseball slide.
You're not wrong.
Okay, but so he can run 600 mile an hour and he can baseball slide.
Ooh, he's got super speed, enhanced durability, acrobatic skills and reflexes, enhanced strength, and enhanced jump, enhanced agility, enhanced stamina, and hand-to-hand combat skills.
Star Fox.
What? I'm still giving it Sonic.
No, I think Star I'm going Fox. Sonic right now.
Sonic's going to win the polls, but... Star Fox.
Why?
Because he can make them sad.
If all the people on the polls are listening to this podcast that are checking on the polls, Star Fox is going to win.
Why?
Bullshit. Because I call Sonic.
Are you ridiculous? He has the psychic ability. Superhuman strength.
Listen, he has a psychic ability to control emotions.
Yeah, he can make Sonic not even want to fight him.
That's not an emotion. Fighting is not an emotion.
Peace. Passiveness. And tranquility.
Passiveness is an emotion. Read Star Fox's abilities again. That wasn't just it. He had super strength, super durability.
So does Sonic.
No, he had enhanced strength, enhanced durability.
I'm still going to Sonic.
Star Fox has superhuman strength, agility, durability, longevity, flight, psychic control over the emotion of others.
Yeah. Flight. Longevity,
flight, and
superhuman strength, durability. I'm giving it to Star Fox.
Nope.
I 100% think Sonic's going to win this fight, but I 100% think Star Fox will win 7.
Okay.
You said Sonic's going to win the fight.
Star Fox is going to win 7 of the fights.
Listeners, if you guys listen to the podcast and vote, please comment as well so we can know that you guys listen, because we got to determine this shit as well.
I think like, people that are looking at the polls or looking at their own, just their own childhood or whatever, they're going to vote Sonic. But if you look at the facts and you put everything else aside, I think Star Fox is the winner.
Yeah, I just swung me.
I just heard all the facts. Star Fox 7. I just heard all the facts. I'm still going Sonic.
I'm Star Fox.
So we're split.
Yeah, I think it's Sonic.
That 600 miles an hour
helps. I'm going Sonic 7.
I was saying Sonic 8.
I'm saying Star Fox.
I think you don't think it's close.
Not really.
And we don't think it's that close.
What are you going?
7.
For Star Fox 7.
For Star Fox, yeah.
If you look at the facts, I think the facts.
Yeah, with the strength.
I don't think it's Star Fox.
With the strength, the gun, the being able to control whatever he can control. Yeah. 7. 7
hard,
Star Fox.
Hard facts.
I think Sonic's going to win it before he even knows what happens.
We'll have to trust the barflies on this one then.
It's just going to be so fast. Sonic's just, bam, done. Fight's over before anything even happens.
600 miles an hour is fast, but you can see 600 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you can't. Maybe he can kind of react to it because he's got super enhanced abilities, but.
You should be able to react to it. 600 miles an hour, you can see that happening.
Yeah, but he has superhuman strength and shit like that. So even if he does come at him, so, okay, you run into him.
You're going to punch him.
I'm saying
superhuman durability.
I'm saying Sonic's going to do the roll and spike him.
That's not.
But he has superhuman durability.
So does Sonic.
No, he does not. He has enhanced.
Most of his was not even defensive. It was all about his agility. He had enhanced jumping. Enhanced
everything was just about his agility and his acrobatics. Yeah.
He had enhanced durability.
Yeah, he has enhanced durability. He has to. He fucking rolls into shit. He has to be a little tougher.
He also is a defensive creature, hedgehog. Being a hedgehog.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
if he could take off his quills and throw them or something like that.
Yeah, if he had some move
other than the roll.
Yeah, he doesn't have any attacks. He just rolls at you.
That's his attack, and also I think he has a slide.
Okay,
the slide is just him stopping.
He slides at you and he rolls at you. He has no real fucking attacks.
He has hand to hand combat. I said that.
Yes, but he's going to be running around the entire time. If anything, he's going to sit there and he's going to throw one punch. Couple punches, and it's not going to matter, Star Fox, because he's got a laser gun
and flight
and Sonic, superhuman strength.
Sonic has the jumping, which I think is close enough to flight.
He has jumping, not flight.
Yeah, but the jumping in an arena is probably close enough to flight.
Flight is flight.
All
he has to do is figure out how fucking high Sonic can jump, and then he just flies a little bit over that, and then he just.
I picked a pretty good fight here, I have to say.
Just blows up the arena with his fucking laser gun.
It's not like a super sweet laser gun, is it?
It's a super sweet laser gun to a fucking hedgehog.
It's a laser gun that Sonic doesn't have.
But it's like a pew pew laser gun, not like a.
Fuck does it matter what the sound is?
It's not.
No. It's not like a continuous laser.
No, it's like a single shot pistol laser.
But yeah, he just has to fly in there and just.
And try to hit something going 600 miles an hour? No.
Just saying, Morgan.
Sonic's going to have to get close at some point.
I think it's a way closer fight than you think it is. I'm not saying it's just 100% Star Fox. It's a closer fight than you think it is.
I said 8. You guys said 7. Just different sides.
So. 7. Yeah, okay. I would agree. Yeah.
I'll go next. I picked... Where's it at?
Jesus.
Samus.
You got so amped up.
I picked Samus.
I thought about him. Yep.
Her. Samus is a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that until just now, but her.
Versus Master Chief.
Ooh.
Okay, Master Chief, I know. Who the hell is Samus?
Samus is the robot, or not really robot, suited person in, they had their own video game, but in Super Smash Bros. That has the fucking gun arm.
The gun arm, and you can tuck and roll and drop bombs.
They can tuck and roll into, too, and drop bombs and shit like that. That's Samus, and that is it's a
that
woman.
Is Samus.
Okay, I've definitely seen that new Super Smash Bros., but I've never played her.
I'm pretty sure that's Grant's favorite character actually to play.
I've never played her game, so I don't know shit about her. I've never really played Halo either.
Mitch will give us the facts. But yes, Samus versus Master Chief. That's what I told you guys. I picked pretty much the same thing.
Is pretty much the same person.
I know.
He's a suited person.
It's pretty much a suited woman versus a suited man. They both have guns, they both have lasers and grenades and.
Yeah,
it all comes down to who's durable, what kind of super abilities they got.
I'm going to say it's whose suit is more durable at this point is who's going to win. If they both have...
Samus has superhuman physique and combat expertise.
What is superhuman physique?
You're a model.
Extra in shape, I would say.
Yeah. Like, you have the super physique in shape. Of a super.
So super in shape and what?
So, yeah, you just have superhero physique.
And combat expertise.
Combat expertise. Does it give you anything effects? Well, we know she has her laser gun and her grenades. We know that.
I think it's going to be
Halo or Master Chief. I think he's got a little bit disadvantage.
You sure?
As far as
he's got
durability and like agility, and advantage and durability.
He does enhanced speed. He's able to run at bursts of 55 kilometers an hour, which is going to be like 48, 49 miles an hour. Enhanced strength, lift 3 times his body weight, enhanced muscularity, near unbreakable skeleton, and enhanced reflexes, and 20 millisecond reaction time. His
suit is a lot better than hers.
He has a super exosuit,
and he comes with a gun. I mean, does he get his gun,
Master Chief? You got to give him a gun.
If they have a gun,
you got to give him his pistol. Give him a pistol. Give him his fucking assault rifle.
So I feel like
give him a couple grenades.
What's the girl's name again?
Samus.
We can leave the grenades out, or we can both have.
I feel like they both have everything. Has superior firepower, but not as good as a suit.
But honestly, if we wanted to, we could give Master Chief a superior firepower too, because there's a lot of different guns in the
universe. I would say whatever
I'd give him just stock pistol and assault rifle.
If Samus is able to charge up,
mm-hmm.
like one blow, that's going to break the unbreakable exoshield. It's got to.
0.2 millisecond reaction time.
That's fine. If it happens. I think Morgan's right as far as like the... He's got a better...
0.02 millisecond reaction time.
She has a better firepower.
0.02 second.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, grenades both ways.
I just think her gun.
Master Chief doesn't have a chargeable
cannon.
He might as well call it cannon.
But he has. He can get in your face really fast.
I think it's Master Chief because of his suit. I think his suit's much better.
I didn't know his suit is too superior.
Does have better firepower.
I think it's a close fight.
0.002
reaction time.
Master Chief's got this in a landslide.
You think it's a landslide?
Yeah.
Completely?
Yeah, if she can get a couple shots off, it's close, but I don't think she's going to be able to.
I thought it was going to be closer, not going to lie. I'm going to probably have to give Master Chief like 8, honestly.
8.5.
You think it's a slide?
I don't think it's a landslide, but I'm going to have to give Master Chief like 8.
8 out of 10 is not a landslide?
It is. No, 9 or above I think is a landslide.
Eight out of 10 is 80%.
I was thinking 8.5.
That's a landslide.
Same. I was going with Morgan 8.5. Master.
I'll drop it 7.5.
I was thinking
I'll drop
like
it to 7.5.
6, Master Chief.
No. Really? Master Chief is OP as shit.
He's just too fast.
His suit is, but...
He's just too fast.
Samus can roll into a ball, too. You love things that roll into balls, Morgan.
He can hop into a ball, and she can hop into a ball and just fucking roll around.
You love that kind of shit. That's your shit.
And it's not like her suit is...
Yeah, it didn't give us any good fucking things about her suit.
It's just going to blow.
Can you look
up
anything about Samus's suit? Like, we got Samus.
I don't know much about her.
Her suit is...
It's still a suit.
Not that inferior to... Master Chief.
It's an impressive piece of armor that gives her incredible powers of agility, speed, and strength.
Like, she's going to be able to move around a lot more than I think you guys are giving her credit
for. Well, just what the stats about Master Chief, he's just stupid.
His reaction time is winning.
I'm going down to 7.5.
I'm at like 7 now. Knowing that her suit does give her agility and strength. It didn't say anything about durability, but it did give her... Extra
agility,
durability,
speed, and strength.
So I'm at a 7 now. It's obviously going to give her some sort of durability. Master Chief doesn't have that much of a powerful gun, I guess.
Right.
He's got an assault rifle, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're still laser guns, though, aren't they?
No, but
no.
The USMC. I think it's the USMC, UCCMS. I don't know. Whatever they are, I'm pretty sure your stock gun is just a regular.
It's
a, 3 shots assault rifle and a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get the alien guns.
I've never really played Halo.
She has like a zap cannon.
Right. Okay. With what you guys are saying, it's closer. I'd still give Master Chief probably 7, though.
That's yeah. I'm at I gotta 7.
Go. Okay.
I'm going yeah. 6,
Master You guys told me 7, a little 5. Bit.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What do you got, Morgan?
Fuck. Okay. My video game fight.
I could be a lawyer.
Is Spyro.
I turned you so much quicker than you turned him.
You're right.
My video game fight is Spyro versus Pikachu.
So.
Pikachu.
Charmander versus Pikachu.
No.
No.
Because Spyro
can fly.
Spyro can fly.
Mm-hmm.
He's got fire. Mm-hmm. He's got lightning.
He's lightning.
Yeah. Spyro has a lot of You're different
right.
moves.
You're right.
He's got Spyro more, is sort of OP.
What? He's got a different. He's
if he
got
was an fire Elder breath, Dragon, unbeatable.
He's got fire breath, lightning breath, and something else, too.
I'm not going to lie. I'm swapping his
Spyro. Ice breath.
That's yeah, he has that ice. Super headbutt, too.
I'm yep. swapping yep. his Spyro because every time Pikachu like overcharges, Pikachu gets really tired.
Yes.
And but Spyro's that got wins the battle.
Yeah, but Pikachu has.
We're talking like Ash's Pikachu.
Pikachu has.
Yeah, I would say Ash's fucking, Pikachu.
Because that.
Yeah. It's a trained Pikachu with.
So Pikachu has that steel whip.
The yep.
The steel tail.
Iron tail.
Iron tail.
That, I think Iron tail.
Fucking destroys Spyro.
I think
Spyro.
Iron tail is fight today. Equal, I'm impressed. Equal to Spyro's charging more.
Bad reputation.
No.
Yeah?
No.
But the thing is.
Hit that steel. That Iron tail versus a charge from Spyro. Spyro loses that.
I don't think so.
Time out. What is electric weak to?
Ice, right?
Electric is weak to ground and rock.
So, headbutt. No, that's normal.
Yep. But I would say...
So he has no worries about the fire, yeah, the
Pikachu
ice,
doesn't
lightning.
Have a weakness to Spyro. Okay. If anything, okay. Pikachu has a little bit up on him because Spyro is part ice type.
If you no. point it that way, I got it. He's technically no. probably a dragon type.
In like that is one of Pikachu's weaknesses is ground. Ground yeah. type moves.
But that's why he learned stuff like Steel Tail also.
Yes.
Iron Tail.
Oh, Iron Tail.
God.
And Pikachu can do headbutt too. And charge.
He has quick attack.
Quick attack, yeah.
And charge.
But Spyro can also fly. Would you say he flies or glides?
He glides. He doesn't fly.
He can.
He can.
At no point is he Hello. Straight up flying.
No, I don't think he... Well...
And he goes kinda. Through the portals. The portal shoots him in the air, and he just glides to his next place. He does not fly.
No, well, he can jump up into the air and glide.
Yeah, he doesn't fly.
He can't he can't fly around the arena, but he can still jump up
he can do
higher
than
Pikachu can. And, like, crash down headbutt.
Pikachu can jump pretty fucking high.
I'm saying not as high as Spyro.
But
you
no.
Got, the you got whole, any facts for us, Mitchie?
If we're talking Super Smash Bros. Secret, that thing can jump like
just
5 times.
Everything that we mentioned, pretty much.
The whole secret that me and Morgan were discussing at the beginning was if you can consider Pikachu a video game character or a movie character. But the video came out months before the TV show.
Video game did.
Really?
Yep, mm-hmm. The video game came out just before the fucking show. I was going to give it to him anyways. I was just curious.
Pokemon's a very popular cartoon as well. Anime,
Pokemon's the number 2 video game ever.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of tilted on this. I'm going Spyro.
I think it's Spyro as long as Pikachu doesn't have Ash.
I'm sticking with Pikachu.
I'm also going to go Pikachu. Spyro's very good.
And he's a child.
As far as in Dragon Years.
He's a child.
And
I'm not
Pikachu's not that old.
Pikachu's fucking like 28 okay. years old.
Really?
So is Spyro.
Why
then?
Do you know this?
Because since the Pokemon games have been coming out.
How long do you think the fucking Spyro games have been coming out? Probably not as long, but yeah. fairly close.
Spyro is a child.
Either way,
Pikachu is 20.
That doesn't factor in. Spyro could be like 100.
You don't know that.
He could be.
Spyro is 22.
Boom.
But Spyro still has the mentality of a child because of Dragon Years.
I'm defending Spyro while I say I'm picking Pikachu.
I'm going Pikachu.
I'm going Pikachu.
I'm going like Pikachu like 6. I think it's a close fight.
It's a close fight.
I'm saying Spyro as long as Pikachu doesn't get Ash to call the shots.
Yeah, I think Pikachu can handle himself.
Yeah, Pikachu can handle herself. There's been a few times over
No, I agree. He definitely can, but I'm saying...
I'm not worried about that.
I'm saying Spyro wins as long as he doesn't have Ash, though. That's just what I'm saying.
Pikachu doesn't need Ash.
I'm saying it's probably... I'm saying it's close, though. I'm saying like... 6.5 Spyro. 6.5 Spyro.
You're only doing that because I went 6 Pikachu.
You're right.
I'm going 6 Pikachu.
6 Pikachu.
I can't go over 6 because...
I think it's
a
close fight.
That's a good fight. I'm proud of you.
Mitch did have the worst fight this week.
He did. Mitch, don't make that a habit.
I know. I gotta step it up.
It's Morgan's guys. I'm habit, not up. Your habit. Okay. Well, there you go. What do you? You never even gave a number, Mitch. What do you got?
I got six.
Spyro.
It's close, man.
Another good fight. It is the a polls, close fight. Please vote on the polls. Get on them.
I almost went 5.5.
Get on the polls.
I don't know. You know, we need more followers. We've been stuck under 300 for a while. Get it out there.
Spread it, bitches.
It's review time.
That's bullshit.
Hey, well, Facebook.
Hey.
Hi, what's up?
For today's review time, we got four different drinks. We got a soda from Brazil, hot apple pie, mm-hmm. and two more mystery energy drinks that I found.
Nice.
Mystery.
The first one mystery. We're doing is a soda from Brazil. It's the guarana fruit from the Amazon rainforest. So your wife bought this off of Amazon.
Yep.
Guarana Antarctica.
How ironic. It's from the Amazon rainforest off Amazon. What?
The Brazilian.
Well, isn't that where Amazon Prime's based, in the Amazon?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. They ship everything from there.
I feel like that's a lie. But really I'm pretty excited for it. It looks like it's actually honestly pretty freaking healthy. Not going to lie, if you look at the back.
I haven't looked at the back, but
it's really not.
Is this
that
like
much.
A pretty popular thing?
Shit. Well, we're supposed to no shake idea. It up.
Here, you guys go ahead and try it. I'll read this whole thing. In the midst of the Amazon rainforest grows an exotic berry called guarana that bears the soul and spirit of our land and people. Take your first sip and you'll discover my flavor unlike anything else and as unique as we are.
I'm not going to lie, I cheated. I will totally fuck with this. It's good.
No, yeah. I was just reading it while you guys were trying it.
That is super good.
Is it?
Here, Facebook.
It is pretty
good. If you
good.
Just want to pause it right there, you can read it yourself. There you go.
Guarana.
How do you?
Brazilian original.
How do you explain that flavor?
It's not that carbonated at all. It's almost that's what not I like about carbonated.
No.
It's kind of, it's kind of a syrupy taste.
I think it tastes kind of strawberry-ish to me.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's like a strawberry apple almost.
I would give it a strawberry Sierra Mist taste.
It kind of
has like
the
Sprite
mist,
Sierra Mist mellow yellow.
It's like a strawberry ginger ale.
Try it, Casey.
You'll actually like the shit out of it, Casey.
It's really good.
It is really good.
It is.
I dig it. I got like six more cans at home.
It's sweet.
I'll drink the rest of that. It's really sweet.
Yes,
it's super sweet.
Well, I mean, it's got 36 grams of sugar, so that's like as much
as a
Mountain Dew.
Well, it could just be a really sweet fruit.
Yeah, it's probably all natural sugar.
Well, who knows? Probably.
We're going to drink this one next.
That one?
Yeah, me and Jaden were out shopping, and I seen some more random. This is the same. I'm pretty sure it's
Bob Ross, is it?
It's the same company that made the Bob Ross one.
He did buy another Bob Ross and drank that at my house.
You're a weirdo.
It is Sonic the Hedgehog Speed Energy Drink.
Ooh.
Did you know
that
he can run
sick.
Like 800 miles an hour?
600.
I thought it was 700,000 miles per second.
Yeah. At first, it was 186,000 miles per second. Now it's down to 767 miles an hour.
Who?
Of course, Josh.
No, this is not
when
what we're
you
doing
come today. On here, you can fucking shotgun a beer.
Yeah. Get over here.
You guys always have a mess right there.
Yeah. You guys always have a mess right here. Look at all that.
Hey, fuck you, producer.
It tastes similar to something I've had before.
I think it tastes kind of raspberry-ish.
It's not bad. That tastes like it's going to rot my teeth really quick.
Though. It has a lot of sugar in it.
It tastes like it should be in one of those little hugs.
Yeah, it tastes like a hug. That's what it
like
is.
Like a little hug, a but like hug. The little barrel juices.
I thought those were called barrel juice.
No, they're called little hugs. That's what they're called.
Damn, yeah, that's
what it tastes like.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good.
The blue version
I like
of that
it.
Just
yep. That's what said, what, but what I think it, what do you think is like raspberry?
Yeah, it's a raspberry,
like a
blue raspberry.
Raspberry. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Speed. You guys want to do the
no.
Let's do Bob's apple pie?
That's going to be good.
Huh? On his way.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, see you soon. Right.
The next one.
See you when we're done recording.
Is Dragon Ball Z. Spirit Bomb Energy.
Oh! This better be the most intense
that
flavor I've
sick.
Ever had.
Nice!
That's
where do
can.
You find these things?
I bought these at Hot Topic.
Really?
Jesus.
That's a can you need
to I hear. Also bought two other things we're going to review next week from there.
Hot
topic.
Surprisingly, they have a lot of Taiwanese food there for some fucking reason.
I have no clue why.
Huh. Okay.
That's a cool enough can. I'd keep it and put it on the bar somewhere.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that's really good.
It better be if they call it blue raspberry
because it's also blue.
That is really freaking good.
Okay. Okay. What's it taste like? I start explaining.
It tastes like an energy drink.
It tastes exactly the same as the thing we just drank.
No, it does not.
Or pretty dang close to it.
That tastes exactly
the fuck it's not.
It
That's
is
the
not.
Same flavor.
I don't think it's pretty fucking close.
No, it's not.
It's pretty close.
That's the
it's
same
a little lighter
flavor.
But
it's not the exact same.
I would feel it's I would say it's not as syrupy, but it's pretty goddamn close. It's the same
that's
flavor.
So close.
John is now trying both of them.
And you know, now that I think about it,
it is not the same
flavor. Is Bob Ross pretty close to that flavor too?
Bob Ross is
not the same.
It's not exactly
It's close, but it's not the same. I like the Spirit Bomb better.
I like the Sonic.
That one is so fucking sweet.
Yeah, there's almost no difference there.
There is a difference. The Spirit Bomb is less sweet.
I said almost.
And I don't think the Spirit Bomb is raspberry either.
I'm pretty sure it's still raspberry. There is a slight difference, but there is not much difference there at all.
And I like the Spirit Bomb better.
We get
because it's not as sweet.
The Sonic one's better.
He already is. Look at what it
fucking hot topic.
Look at what I'm wearing. What?
You didn't dress
I'm wearing
hot topic
a camo shirt, a Harley hat, and fucking Lee jeans. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I'm not gonna lie, I like the Sonic better.
I agree.
See, I like the Spirit Bomb. You guys can.
It's making my tummy upset.
Yeah, that's a lot. Same. That's a
is
lot
your
of
tummy rumbling?
No, it's just full.
You got a rumble in your tumble. This is Bob's hot apple pie.
Ooh, who's Bob? Thanks, Bob.
It's I think someone Miranda works with. He makes it.
Local friend.
Yeah, yeah. I thought mom got us this.
Nope. Thanks, Bob.
I guess if you wanted to get some, hit us up on Facebook or something. We'll kind of hook you up.
I wonder if this is the guy from us team that I almost
we run that. Shine.
I wonder.
By the way, that
charity event I went to, there was a guy that he was selling the moonshine basket. I wonder if he's the guy that made this.
Nice. I don't know. Is his name Bob?
I don't know. He's a big guy and he wears coveralls.
Coveralls.
Overalls, not coveralls.
Which one is it?
Overalls, there's
a
difference.
I don't want to get into this. We've had this conversation.
That tastes nothing like alcohol at all. It's overalls, not coveralls.
Coveralls cover all. Overalls.
Coveralls cover all of your clothes. Yes. Overalls go over your clothes.
That's really fucking good.
It does not taste like alcohol at all, though.
It's good as fuck.
That's the point.
Yeah, I can drink the shit out of that.
You're going to get drunk as fuck off that.
Very good. Very good.
Super good. I wonder if it tastes even better warm. It tastes like a caramel apple.
It's really good.
That's super good.
Almost positive that's the same guy.
I cannot taste the alcohol.
I'll drink that. I'll drink that.
Bob's had apple pie. Drink. Apple pie.
What? You already took the fucking
Bar-top
Dragon Ball Z.
Approval.
You got to give me some. I don't want that.
This is mine.
No.
Fine. We can share.
I was going to say, you're going to drink that whole goddamn thing to yourself.
I've done dumber for less.
Well,
they were all really good. I don't agree with you on the energy drinks. They have a difference.
So fucking similar.
They're so similar. Freaking good. I think we need to keep.
That is a badass can.
We need to keep these cans.
Even this can. With the fucking bricks on there and the Sonic grass, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Spirit Bomb. How much sugar's in this fucking thing?
Oh, all of it.
40 grams. 80% of your daily sugar.
There's 40 in that one?
And there's only 13 milligrams of niacin.
You know? There's also 40
much,
in
right?
this one.
There's
not
only
more sugar.
How much caffeine does it say?
50 grams.
It doesn't. Corey Bettard?
Yep. Says, don't let John get too drunk. We all know how that ends. Josh wants to know if there's anything specific you guys want to try.
Gross. Send us gross shit.
Everybody said don't get us that stupid gummy bear because they don't want to eat hot stuff anymore.
Yeah, don't get that fucking gummy bear.
Find the grossest thing you can think of and just send it our way and we'll try it.
Just send us a box of nasty shit. I want to make somebody puke on this podcast.
No, do it. Show up with a box of nasty shit.
Try it with us,
come
you
on,
fucker.
Come on here with us and we'll all try nasty shit and you can shotgun a beer then.
Yeah.
No balls.
I'll shotgun with you,
pussy. Can I say that on Facebook?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
If we get pulled, we know you can't say pussy.
Sorry about it.
See you, Facebook.
Yeah, that was it for today.
Thanks for tuning in. It was a short one. We love you.
Bye. Sorry about
it. Tell your fucking friends.
Get on the tweet.
Brother.
Quit doing that. See ya, Facebook. Tell your fucking friends. Brother.
Brother.
Dumb man.
Oh, yeah.
10-4. We know what
four.
Is happening next.
Josh. Whoop, 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 whoop. Check in the polls.
That was a lot of woos right there.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Where's my polls. Twitter at? There it is.
I tried to give you some time there, John, with all my whoops after the whoops.
I know, that's what I was trying to do. Just like
okay, we have. This is the Halloween episode, so we're doing our costume party.
Halloween.
Harley Quinn versus Poison Ivy. Who had that one?
Me.
Who do you think won?
Harley Quinn.
Poison Ivy.
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn won.
Was that my fight?
100% of the votes.
Really? I think it was.
100% of the votes. Poison Ivy didn't get a single vote.
I actually think it was mine. I think was it was mine. Yeah.
That's. I didn't think it'd be like a 100% landslide like that.
That wasn't my fight.
It doesn't really matter for this because we just kind of...
Episode 16.
For this one,
I don't think it was mine. Maybe it was. Either way, move on.
Harley Quinn, 100% of the votes.
I figured she would win the polls.
That was me, actually.
Carol Baskin and Moira Rose. That one was Dane's.
That was mine?
Yeah. I know that one was just because you like Schitt's Creek or whatever.
This one didn't matter because we just pulled the costumes and put them together.
Actually, no. I don't know.
That was yours.
Either way.
Moira Rose versus Carol Baskin.
I think Carol Baskin wins. Lined up. Everybody knows that she killed her husband, so.
I think Carol probably
won. Allegedly.
Moira.
Tie.
I think
really?
Tie.
I think legally we have to say she allegedly did it because she hasn't been proven.
No, she did.
Allegedly. I think we have to say allegedly.
Why?
Legally.
Okay.
Allegedly, she did kill him.
Morgan? Yep.
Allegedly.
But she did.
Allegedly.
This one I know is yours. TikTok girl versus Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, TikTok girl.
Taylor Swift.
T-Swizzle came out with the win.
Nice. Was it close?
67-33.
That's not that close.
And then my fight. Joe Exotic versus Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. Everybody loves
Kenton
Bob Ross.
Got mad at me and he said, anybody who doesn't pick Bob Ross in this is a freaking moron.
This one had the most votes by a landslide out of all of them. Way more people cared about this fight than the other one. I don't know how people are only voting for one and not voting for the other three.
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic won almost by a landslide.
Really?
Bob Ross got one vote.
Wow.
He is literally an ex-Marine or Navy.
It's Air Force.
No.
No, it was Air Force.
He was a badass.
It was Air Force.
It was Air Force.
But still, he was a sergeant. Said, like, yeah.
No, he wasn't. He was an officer.
So, a crippled man beat up Bob Ross, the ex-military man.
Okay. One vote Bob Ross got.
If that's what our people think, good for
I
you.
I told you guys that Joe Exotic was crazy. I said Joe Exotic would win that shit.
If that's what the barflies think.
He's going to win the polls.
Joe Exotic is crazy and he has a cane.
If that's what the barflies think, that's what it shall be.
No! No!
And freaking...
No! This freaking guy, instead of... I hope he listens to us. Freaking Corey Bettard. He already Facebook messaged me instead of Facebook messaging Bar Top Bullshit. I don't know when this happened. Oh, yeah, I do. He said he remembers that one night someone upchucked at Drew's house. I know what he's talking about now, but... Whatever. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's crazy. He doesn't have a drink. Okay, well, those are your polls. You guys chose them.
I disagree.
With all of them or one of them?
I think most of them.
Really? You disagree with Harley Quinn because we're all renounding yeses on Harley Quinn.
I forget already. Who won the Carol Baskin one?
It was a tie between Carol Baskin and Moira Rose.
Yeah, just the one.
And T-Swizzle beat the shit out of the TikTok girl.
Yeah.
I would agree. Yeah.
Yep. Did you guys know T-Swizzle tried doing rap?
Yeah, that's what T-Swizzle.
Yeah. I know. I didn't know if you guys actually knew what the fuck I was saying. Yeah, she's a rapper.
Yeah, we all knew that.
Well, Mitch.
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
Tip-toes. John's bad joke of the day.
Ready?
You're drinking the shit. You just
dude, gonna, that moonshine gong.
You gonna share shit. Any?
It's hot apple pie.
Oh yeah.
No. Yeah, I took a big swig. Whatever.
Pretty much just okay. The same.
Shout out Bob's hot apple pie.
Bob's hot apple pie.
What's
Bob's?
Bob's apple hot at apple. Fuck.
Bob hot apple fuck. What's the best part of Switzerland?
I don't know.
The cheese.
The Switzer.
Mm-mm.
Of the land.
Mm-mm.
You got me. I don't know.
I really couldn't tell you, but the flag's a big plus.
Okay.
That was pretty good. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I'm impressed, John.
That was good. And we talked about Europe, and we talked about Switzerland, so it even
worked
out.
We got some history in. We talked about poop. Poop. Lots of poop.
Didn't have to.
Yes, we did.
No, we did it.
Yes, we did.
It's well, that's a good episode. That was a pretty good episode, actually.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Barflies.
I am thoroughly excited to listen to this episode myself.
I also agree with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yep.
Make sure to follow, share, spread.
Yeah,
like,
Facebook, we need to get out there, more guys.
Instagram, guys, Bartop.
BS. It's time. We've done as much as we can. It's time for you followers to help us out a little bit.
Barflies,
tell some people.
We need your help, Barflies. We need you to spread your wings and get us out there.
Why are you talking like that?
Is that you're kind of talking like goddamn Bernie Sanders there.
You need to go.
Once again, I am asking for your financial support in my campaign.
By the way, I don't want to give too much away.
I'm going to be very serious and talk quietly.
If you guys like to keep your beverages cold, you guys might want to stay tuned.
What?
Okay.
Barflies.
Tell your friends, literally.
Tell your friends.
Spread it around.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
I'm ready to keep drinking.
Poop. Bye-bye, Barflies.
Bye.
Adios.
Don't say it. Pick something different.
Say hi to your mother for me.